Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something awakens imagination, empowers storytellers, and connects the Missoula community through the transformative power of personal storytelling. It is a celebration of each other, our stories, and how we move through the world together. All of the stories at Tell Us Something are true. Stories last for 10 minutes and are told from memory. Everyone is welcome to tell a story. There is a theme for each event. The Missoula community comes together for a night of true stories, shared live, focused on a theme. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on February 17th, 2015 at the Top Hat Lounge in Missoula, Montana. 10 storytellers shared their story based upon the theme, adventure. This week's story comes to us from Katie Asaro and is titled, I Didn't Sign Up for Idaho, or Kim Kardashian's Got Nothing on Me. Thank you for listening.
Holy shit, there's a lot of you guys. Okay. So, I never thought that I was worthy of telling a story about adventure, particularly in Missoula, Montana. I'm the girl that didn't go camping until she was 24 years old. And I remember that day very clearly. It was August 30th, 2009. And I stepped off the plane in Missoula, Montana, the international airport, mind you. I looked good, you guys. I was hot. I was wearing a one-shouldered sundress. It was black. I had giant sunglasses that would make a Kardashian blush. And I was wearing really cute sandals. They were not functional, but they were hot. So I looked great, and I stepped off the plane and feeling good and got to baggage claim, and oh my God, there he is. The hot Montanan. And he is there, and he is hot, and as I look at him, I notice the really tasteful taxidermy all over the baggage claim area, and I think to myself, I am not in Massachusetts anymore. I grew up in Massachusetts. I grew up in Gloucester, Massachusetts, which is right on the Atlantic Ocean. It's 30 minutes north of Boston. All right, thank you very much. And when you live in Gloucester, Massachusetts, you go to the beach, you guys. You don't go camping in the summer. You go to the beach. You go to the beach Monday through Friday. You never go on the weekends because that's when the tourists go, and you're better than a tourist. You're a townie. So I didn't camp. I didn't do camping. I did tanning. And I'm also the oldest of five kids. And when you have five kids between the ages of 10 and infant, you don't go into the woods for fun unless you don't want to come back with five kids. My parents love us all. We never did that. We went to the beach. It was great. So beginning of 2009, I was working for the YMCA in New Hampshire. It was great. And they said, oh, Katie, you're great. You'd be a great camp director. I said, yeah, sure. I can do that. Yeah, I'll be a camp director. Cool. So they sent me to the woods of New Hampshire. And I was the director of a camp for 200 girls. No big deal. Got it. There's internet. There's a bed. There's a dining hall with a chef. I'm in. I did that. It was wonderful. And that's how I met the hot Montanan. And he is hot. And he lives in Montana, which is like exotic and stuff. And he was visiting friends, so it's like totally short term. And I'm like, yes, this is great. I want this for a week. And he thinks I'm hot. And so we hang out and he leaves and we stay in touch. I'm like, yeah, you're cute. This was fun. He teaches preschool, you guys. Like, seal the deal. He teaches preschool. I'm in. I'm sold for the week. And then we keep talking and he's like, you should come visit me. And I'm like, yeah, cool. I can do that. How hard is that? I run a camp of 200 girls. I can go hang in Montana for a week. So I book a plane ticket. And that's how I ended up in Montana on August 30th, 2009. And the hot Montanan says, oh, let's go to a hot spring. I'm like, ooh, yeah, that sounds fun. Yeah, let's do that. That sounds great. Yeah, we can camp. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I can hike. Yeah, I brought other shoes. Yeah. So we get in the car. And by the time I'm done with my Del Sol burrito, the sinking feeling that I am in over my head has definitely hit. And as we cross into Idaho, I think, who the fuck goes to Idaho? What am I doing? My mother was right. I don't know him. Oh my God, why is he? He's listing off the state nicknames like that's cute, but really that's way more like a hobby of a serial killer. He's gonna kill me. Oh my God, I'm gonna die in Idaho. As we hit Salmon, Idaho, which is a place apparently, I realize it's getting dark and we're not there yet. As we pull into the driveway of the hot spring, I realize there's nothing else here except the close talker who really wants to talk to us this close to our face about how awesome it's going to be and what a transformative experience and how I'm really going to love the hot springs. Oh my God, you've never been there? This is going to be wonderful. So that's scary. If Hot Montana doesn't kill me, this guy will. And then I have to pee. And there's a pit toilet, which is weird and different and new. And I'm terrified that there's something in the pit toilet that's going to crawl out and eat me. But it doesn't. And I, like, survive that experience. And I'm like, cool, I can do this. Great. Okay, cool. Hot Montanan straps a backpack on me, and not the cute kind that I, like, totally bought from, like, L.L. Bean with, like, stuff on it when I was in high school, but, like, the kind I see in the windows of North Face at the mall, because I don't go into the North Face at the mall. I just look at the windows, and they're really nice displays, and now I'm wearing one of those things, and I'm strapped in, and I feel like the most ridiculous version of Camping Barbie ever created by someone's really fucked up mind at Mattel. So we start up the switchbacks, and I can't breathe, and oh my God. No, it's fine. It's totally, I'm fine, yeah. Go ahead. I'm fine, yeah. It's cool. And we make it up the switchbacks, and then there's more hiking, and we keep going. And the really hot Montana guys, like, he hands me a headlamp, and I put that on, which doesn't go with my hair, and it wasn't like an accessory I planned for, so it's on my head, and I turn on the light, and I can't see except for the beam, which I wish I had right now because I can see way too many of you. There's a beam of light, and his feet fade away because I've said, it's okay, you go ahead, I'll be fine. It's dark on that, like, 2 mile hike, kind of meandering through whatever it is that I'm in right now because it's dark and I think it's desert and I'm sure there's animals out there, like really giant squirrels and like the jackalope and like the grizzly bear that all exist in Idaho because I don't know, are there killer potatoes in Idaho? Yeah, yes, there are killer potatoes in Idaho that are gonna kill me and my mother's never gonna see me again. That's awful. We get to a bridge and there is like a serious, there, like, I grew up at the ocean. There is a serious body of water somewhere under that bridge, and I can hear it. And he wants me to cross the bridge. Yeah. Okay. Yep. Okay. And he, like, cinches me in a little tighter, and he's like, you're going to be okay. And he starts talking to me like I'm one of the preschool kids. I'm like, uh-huh. Yeah. No, I'm okay. And he cinches me tighter, and he said, the last half mile is really, really hard. What was the 2 miles, dude? Like, what? Okay. Yeah. All right. So the last half mile is stairs. And with every step, it is, what am I doing? How did I get here? He's really hot. No, really, what am I doing here? I can't do this. No, really, I can't do this. You're not good enough. You're not strong enough. And the tears come. And I cry silently. And the hot Montanan is too far ahead. And I really hope he can't hear me, but I am crying. And we hit the top, and we reach this gorgeous, gorgeous hot springs. And he's super nice. He lets me take off my pack. He sets up the tent. He sends me into the hot spring with a PBR, and I sit there. It's delicious. Don't laugh. I drank the PBR as the moon rises over Gold Bug Hot Springs, and I can't relax a bit. The hot Montanan comes into the pool. It is the money pool, and he is like, okay. He can feel the tension, and he's like, just, it's okay. Go to bed. So I go to bed in the tent that he has totally prepared, which is weird, but like really okay. It's not as uncomfortable as I thought it would be. And I wake up the next morning, come back to the hot springs, and I sit. And as I watch the sun rise, I realize, wait a minute, I did it. I could. Fuck, I did. No, I did this. I was tough enough. I was strong enough. I slept in a fucking tent in Idaho, you guys. Like, Kim can't do that. I did that. Kim Kardashian has nothing on me. The hot Montanan brings me some coffee with cocoa in it. I sit and he basically has to drag me out of that hot spring. But he does. And I am feeling great. And I realize it wasn't that bad. I can do Idaho. I can camp. But as we walk out, apparently I'm a little too confident. Because we spot this, he sees this thing on the ground. It's like, it's a print. And he's like, oh my God, look. He's like, oh shit, you guys, I was right. I knew I had a reason to be worried. Like, I knew it. I was totally right. There's dangerous stuff out here. I'm like, what is it? And the hot Montanan leans in close and he says, it's a dog print. And I decided to marry him. Thank you very much.
Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization. Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula, forever. MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Thank you for your support of live storytelling and local art. The bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years. The Top Hat now serves food and offers, in addition to great music, comedy shows, film, performance art, and storytelling. TopHatLounge.com. Haley Faust. Haley is a graphic and media designer based in the heart of the Rocky Mountains. From concept to final design launch, Haley puts her heart and soul into your design project. HaleyFaust.com. Zoo City Apparel. Custom screen printing and more. ZooCityApparel.BigCartel.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. Find them at CashForJunkersMusic.com. Rockin' Rudy's, your source for the best music, gifts, and more. Great music, great people, rockinrudy's.com. Podcast production by Nathan Zavolny of Missoula Soundworks, MissoulaSoundworks.com. And thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcast, and to the storytellers, Jim Beyer, Aaron O'Brien, Pat Abbey, David Michael Sojourn Dupuis, Carla Thielen, Kevin Bassett, Katie Asaro, Michael English, Carly Fetzer, and Ed Stalling. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. Check the website to find out how you can tell your own story and to learn about the 2015 Tell Us Something dates and themes. TellUsSomething.org. Have a great one.